Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you know that I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got Jim Randall back on the show. Jim is a friend of ours who's becoming more and more. He's actually, as of today, he's kind of like an old friend. And Jim is an attorney, but we love him anyway. And also, but he's also an entrepreneur, and that's how he redeems himself. And he studied many different topics of the marketplace, and it's given him the ability to write a series of books that I found very fascinating, and so have his readers. He's the guy who writes the book on the skinny on things. These are not weight loss books, folks. These are things like the skinny on credit cards, the skinny on willpower, on real estate investing, on housing crisis, on the housing crisis. And his new book is called The Skinny on Success. You're starting to see the trend here, folks. Jim Randall, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're starting to see the trend here. You kind of got this momentum going here, right, Jim?
Well, people like what we're doing, and the more they like it, the more we're going to do.
You're going to give them product, aren't you?
we're going to think that's when people are pulling, we're going to push in their direction.
I agree with you. Well, folks, as I said earlier, the book is laid out in very common sense, easy way to understand it. The characters in Jim's books are stick people. Stick men, stick women, and they're having these conversations, and it's very funny, but also cuts right to the chase. And as I've said, I think I said this the last time, Jim, I'm very jealous. I'm very upset at myself that I didn't think of this, because I could have done this, but you did it. Now I can't do it. So congratulations, but
thank
I am
you.
Very jealous.
Thank you.
And one of the guys who endorsed your books, John Mack, by the way, he's been on the show before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've had him on the show before.
Ah,
hey,
good.
So let's talk about the skinny on success. Now, one of the things I told my audience, you know, everybody wants to be successful. And there are lots of different ways of defining success. And I encourage people to learn lots of different ways to find success in their lives. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. There's a whole spectrum of success, from the material, fame,
money
power,
and stuff.
Money
and
stuff.
Right?
To spiritual.
Exactly.
And
relationships.
Yeah, yeah. And there's this whole spectrum. And what we say in the introduction to the book is, first step is for the reader to define, okay, what does success mean to him or her? And then we want to give them the roadmap. And then in the following 250 panels, that's what we talk about. Here's the roadmap.
When I learned how to define success in more ways than money and stuff, my life got a lot more, the bumps in my road, my road of life got a lot smaller, because as I've grown through 20 years more plus in being on my own in business, living by my wits, as one of my friends calls it, whenever I thought, you know, whenever I was having a tough time in my business, and I said, man, you're the biggest loser. You know how we have those toxic talks with ourselves.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Sure.
And then I'd say, but I was able to look around and see that my kids were doing okay. And I'd say, well, wait a minute, you know, you're successful over there. Or I'd think about friends or family, and I'd say, wait a minute, you know, you're successful there. And you have to, don't you think that entrepreneurs have to learn how to really quantify success in multiple ways more than anybody?
Well, yes, I do, and I'll tell a little, I speak around the country on this subject, and I grew up in a small town in Ohio, Sandusky, Ohio, which maybe some of your listeners have heard of, but it happens to be the roller coaster capital of the Midwest. So as a kid, that's all I did, rode roller coasters. And I say in my speaking, well, it was great preparation for life as an entrepreneur.
Right. No question about it. It's manic depressive. No question. So let's talk about this success thing. What is the skinny on success, Jim?
Well, first of all, Jim, my book is... It's, first of all, I'm trying to do something different in this book. You know, the publishing world's kind of an oligopoly, and
yep.
You with your small business advocacy have done a great thing for entrepreneurs, people like me. We're trying to do something out of the box and different, creative. And we're going up against a humongous industry, which has always done publishing in the same way, 200-page, 250-page books, single space, you know, small font.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I woke up and said, no, I'm going to try something different, and that's our skinny books, which are just, as you've seen, because you are holding one in your hand, very, very different. Very different approach, which we think mirrors the way people learn and enjoy. And so that's a starting point. And the skinny on success, Jim, is this. I studied, I'm going to say, several hundred uber successes. You know, Olympic athletes, CEOs of major corporations, U.S. senators, very famous people in the arts and entertainment. And eventually you see there are common threads. Yes, there are some people who are talented and smart and good-looking, but 99% of the success stories that I studied and our team studied really boils down to a person who found what they wanted. You know, they found their passion, just like you said. They identified what they wanted. They got off the couch and took action, because a lot of people talk about, you know, someday, 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 and it never comes. And then they persisted against the inevitable setbacks. And those three, the identification, the passion, the taking of action, and the persistence, that's really the story of most successful people.
Yeah, they believed in themselves.
Yep.
Even when the evidence didn't support their belief, even when other people that they should have listened to didn't like what they were working on, didn't like what they were doing, and told them not to do it, told them they were crazy for doing it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's something else, though, that I think about. You know, I've done things before, and somebody said, wow, how did you pull that off? And I said, well, actually, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Well, there's a great quote about that. A lot of successful people just didn't know they had no ability to achieve what they achieved.
That's right.
And it's so true. And in the book, we talk about people like Richard Branson, who started Virgin Airlines, and a lot of other people. You know, he was dyslexic, couldn't even read, flunked out of school.
Yeah, he didn't have a good education.
Yeah, no, he was not the person anybody would have identified as someone to be successful. And there's story after story after story like that.
One of my favorites is the basket guy, Dave Longaberger.
Yeah.
If you know anything about Dave, he was 21 before he graduated from high school. He was dyslexic. Yeah. He had other learning disabilities. And he didn't know anything about baskets when he decided to go into the basket business, because his dad was a part-time basket weaver. But he grew it into an $800 million, you know, company. And his watchword was, your success in life will ultimately depend upon the relationships that you build. That's got to be a big part of success, and I'm going to get you to talk to us about that when we come back after these messages, Jim Randall. Jim Randall is our guest. The book is called The Skinny on Success. It's new, out just this week. We're launching it right here on this show. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, because we got our good buddy Jim Randall Black back on the show. And by the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there from 15 seconds to 15 minutes. We got something you can do, whatever time you have and whatever topic is on your mind, under the Small Business Sun, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 12-year-old website, by the way, folks. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jim Randall, your book, The Skinny on Success, through your own publishing company. I'm so proud of you for that, because you did what I did. You went out and did your own thing. You started your own publishing company, and it's the future.
Yeah, no, but it's not easy. You know, you're up against this humongous, very wealthy industry, and they're not encouraging young entrepreneurial folks like us. They like the system just the way it is, and it takes people to buck the system a little, and that's what I'm doing here, and it's working.
Right, no question about it, and it can work. Now, it's not for everybody.
No.
But it does work for some, and it's worked for me, and I know it's worked for you. So, okay. I was talking at the break about success, and I was talking about the, you know, about relationships.
Right.
And how big a deal is, have you found in this skinny on success, how big a deal is relationships?
I think it's a super big deal. I think people, as I was saying earlier, when you really pull back the curtain on success, it's usually not about brain power or talent or looks or luck. It's about people who identify, go after, and persevere. But in that process, they have to win people over. Whatever industry, whatever business, you got to win people over. And I could give you story after story, but relationships means engaging people, earning their trust, treating them with a certain level of integrity, and I think it's a critical factor.
You know, there was a time, I think, Jim, when you could be successful by being self-involved. And meaning that, you know, you could build a brand for yourself, you could intimidate, you could manipulate people. If you were willing to be so outrageous, which you and I've seen in our lives, I've seen your gray hair, you've seen mine.
Right.
And so I think there was a time when you could be that self-involved and still pull it off. Now, you were building a Potemkin village in front of yourself. It wasn't, you know, maybe there wasn't anything real there. Like Britney Spears. but I think that's not going to be the case in the future. I think those facades are going to come tumbling down because people are demanding access to other people now. They don't want you just to talk to them and talk at them. They want you to have a conversation with them, all the way from individuals to individuals and individuals to companies they do business with. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true. I think there are always going to be exceptions. Somebody invents some patent or something that he doesn't have to convince or deal with people because it's a better mousetrap. But 99% of the time, and of course the Internet's a great equalizer because it tells people a whole heck of a lot about you that never happened back in the print days.
That's my point, see.
Yeah.
Customers have control of the relationship, not just the buying element of the relationship, but the attraction part of the relationship. And you talked about an invention. Who's got anything today that hasn't already, there isn't some variation on that theme somewhere else?
Well, that's
you still,
true.
Even if you make something great, you've still got to convince them to buy your great thing.
Yeah, no, that's true. I do accept your premise, and I look at my own life. I was thinking about that when you were talking. Huge factor was the relationships that I was able to create with people along the way.
Mm-hmm. What about failure? And this is something that I think the people that you studied, you talked earlier about studying these people who were so successful.
Right.
I bet another thread that you found in those guys was that they had a close relationship, an abiding appreciation, and maybe a valuing of the concept of failure, taking risk and failure. What do you think?
Oh, no question.
They weren't afraid of it, were they?
Yeah, no. One of my favorite quotes is from Winston Churchill, and he said, "Success is the ability to go from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm." and no... Anybody who's going to be beaten back by failure might as well not even start in the first place. Truth is that very, very few success stories didn't experience failure. And you just have to keep getting up off the ground time and time and time again and figure that sooner or later, whatever fates are knocking you down will go knock somebody else down and you'll move forward.
And isn't that one of the great things about reading about these success stories? One of my favorite examples of that is reading the history of Abraham Lincoln before he became president.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
an abject failure in almost everything he did.
You know, it's funny you should say that. We use the example of Abraham Lincoln in our book, and if people knew what he went through before he was president... It's phenomenal. Yeah, he had a nervous breakdown. He went bankrupt twice. He lost 7 or 8 of the first elections.
Businesses failed, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Family, his fiance died once. And,
I mean, no, it's amazing.
And yet he persevered. And see, and let me tell you something. I'm not going to say that's uniquely American, but it is solidly American, that kind of an attitude.
Yeah, it's the American can-do spirit.
Yeah, and, it is.
You know,
and in Europe, it's different because they don't like failure over there.
Yeah,
they hold it against you if you fail. In America, we give you another chance. Redemption is alive and well, and I think that's a big part of the skinny on success. Where's the book available, Jim?
Well, it's at our website, theskinnyon.com. It's on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble bookstores, and we appreciate your support and
Thank you.
Your viewers and listeners will, too.
We'll get you back real soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.